I do love church music, and I know church music can be a lot of different things, but there's something about the music that just makes you breathe deeper. I have some other favorites, too. Do you remember last week during the children's sermon where there were, what is Pastor Kirk like? Things like that. I have some more favorites. These questions were not asked, and they're not that detailed, but some favorites of mine. For instance, if you were buying something, no, you don't have to buy anything. But favorite ice cream? Pralines and cream. Can I get an amen? Yes. Favorite cookies? I have four. One of them isn't a cookie, but I'm going to go with it anyway. Number one is peanut butter. Number two is lemon bars. Number three is oatmeal raisin. Number four is chocolate chip cookies. Favorite film? This is not a brand new film, but it is the Johnny Cash biopic, Walk the Line. Favorite musical style? I mean, I did say this one. Blues, to be sure. We're going to play some harmonica, Joe and I. Yeah, I'll get the guitar. You get the harmonica? Okay. Favorite commandment? Well, Jesus gave that really big one, but it kind of drew out the two. Love God, love one another. Favorite child? Why would anyone ever answer that question? Jacob did. Jacob loved Joseph the best. Everyone knew it. All the brothers knew it. All the mothers knew it. Everyone that worked for Jacob knew it. Jacob showed that he loved Joseph best by giving him that ornamented robe. Other translations, long robe with sleeves. You're more familiar with the Broadway version, which is the coat of what? Now, can you get that song out of your head? Cue to the camera. I'm going to move this way. I look dazzling. I look smart. I am a walking work of art with my dazzling coat of many colors. How I love my coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and brown and blue. And I know he goes into more things like that. You're going to be thinking of that the rest of the sermon, and I apologize, but not really. Joseph knew that he was the favorite. And I'm pretty sure he took advantage of it. He paraded around in his new coat. He told his father when his brothers weren't working hard enough. Joseph was arrogant. Jacob didn't get it. Joseph's brothers got it. They hated him. Really hated him. It seems there was a lot of conspiring going on. Judah, one of the brothers, had profit on the mind. In today's reading, almost nobody looks good. Favoritism has led to jealousy. Jealousy to hatred. Hatred to murderous desire. It's all there in the Bible. What can we learn about that? Well, one is that jealousy is destructive. It has no place in relationships, in churches, in schools, in communities, anywhere. But the reading today isn't just about jealousy, hatred, anger, and of course, murderous desire, as the Bible so often has. No, it doesn't usually, but it's there today. It's also an example of how one voice of reason can change things for the better. There's Reuben. His cool head stopped his brothers from making a mistake that would cost them dearly. So would you agree we need more Reubens in the world? Back to my favorites. Favorite sandwich? The Reuben, of course. We need more people to say, let's not let our emotions take us to places we can't return from. Let's not obliterate our enemy or our adversary thinking we're in the right, only to find out that we made a mistake later. Let's not hurt someone to make us feel better. Let's remember to listen first, listen well, and know that everyone is someone's son or daughter. Everyone is precious. We all need to say that. And we need to stand for love, equality, justice in the face of bigotry and racism, anti-LGBTQIA plus hate, classism, American exceptionalism, religious hatred, sexism, evil. It's not enough for us to sit on the sidelines and hope. As the church and as followers of Jesus, we have to be part of being love, being equality, being justice. That would be enough. But there's more sermon to go. There's more to the reading, too. Suffering. Why did Joseph suffer? Did he suffer because he was arrogant? Why did he get thrown into the pit, and why was he almost killed? Would he deserve the same fate as we would if we're full of ourselves? Anybody ever full of themselves? Can I get an amen? You better not, but you probably are thinking it. I mean, I get full of myself sometimes. I try not to, but I do. Why does anyone suffer, though? Why does God let it happen? Is there any real rhyme or reason to the question of why bad things happen and to whom they do? There really isn't. Well-meaning people will often try to give us reasons, but suffering stinks. People may grow stronger as a result of their suffering or their hardships, but many people don't. They just end up weaker. Some people die. See, suffering isn't good. We're called to help people through suffering. We're called to help people out of suffering. We're called to be helped when we are suffering. We're not called to cause suffering. And we're not called to let it continue. Today's reading ends with Joseph suffering. He's in a bad situation. But there is a next part to the story, and you just have to come to church next week to get the rest of the story. I don't think that Paul Harvey ever ended his broadcast with, you have to come back next week to hear the rest of this. He always gave you resolution. I'm not giving you resolution today on this one. You can read ahead, though, if you would like to. You're totally permitted to know how the story ends, and you might already know. When we're in bad situations, I hope that we can have the patience and hope to know that there is a next part of our life's story. And I believe that God is present throughout our journey. So let's be ready, looking forward with patience and hope as we continue our faith journey. And let's come back and maybe invite a friend, looking forward with patience and hope. Maybe a little bit of impatience. But as we hear the second part of the story of this dreamer, please be sure to join in worship next week and all the other weeks as well, but next week specifically, because we're just in the middle of this story and all is not lost. Amen.